Good morning. It's a Friday morning, and we're here with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, the Senate and House have now passed the budget bill in order to avoid a federal shutdown. It heads to the president's desk, who's expected to sign it.
Your thoughts this morning, Alan?
Well, they're trying to thread the needle, David, as is being said all over the place. They've got hawk Republicans who want the money for the military, but they think the spending is just too great. And then you've got the people in the House, like Nancy Pelosi, who bring the DACA issue to the forefront, got up and gave that long and effective speech about DACA and brought tears to people's eyes. So it's a difficult thing.
And what about Rand Paul in all of this?
Well, Rand Paul's making a point. He's saying we're borrowing $30 a minute in this country. And, you know, I think he has a point. It's not that he is unaware of the fact that you have to run a government and it has to proceed. But he wants to make a point, which he always has, that we are too greatly in debt. Now, David, the point here is this. The U.S. dollar is falling in value. The reason that's happening is the more dollars you print, the less the dollar is going to be worth internationally, and people are going to go and they're going to buy pounds and they're going to buy other things. So there is a point that you borrow too much. Look, when President Clinton was president, there was something to be said for his approach, along with the Republicans, to agree on holding down the deficit. And right now, that deficit just keeps going up and up and up. And at some point, one pays the piper.
Seemingly against the Republican philosophy.
Well, the Republicans have been railing, especially when the Democrats in power, about this and saying again and again, it's just too much and we can't afford it. And yet, you know, with their insistence on funding the military the way that they do and weapons that God knows I hope we never need. And I suspect if we did need them, we would be in deep, deep trouble. So I'm just simply saying that at some point, rationality has to prevail.
Maybe that's what's happened with the stock market correction that occurred, Alan, yesterday.
Well, you know, David, everybody knew that stock market was going to face a correction. Well, I've been impressed by the way the media has been handling it. It is not a panic situation. On the contrary, it's almost as if the media, and we talked about this on the Media Project, in one voice have risen to say, okay, this is happening. But in order to avoid 1929 and to avoid the kind of panic that could happen in this case, we'll explain it. We'll explain that this was due to happen, that the stock market was something like 35% up since Trump became the president. And I have to say something, and that is this. Trump is taking all the credit. He's been up there beating his chest and go, oh, me, 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 me. And now I want to see what he has to say.
Diane Neal, the latest person to enter the 19th district congressional race against Republican John Faso, is running as an independent. He spoke with Ken Lovett yesterday of the Daily News for Capital Connection. And this portends not so well for the Democrats.
No. You know, David, when Ralph Nader ran for president, I was very tough on him, and I thought that he was a spoiler. I still think he was a spoiler, and at least a potential spoiler or a spoiler. He'll argue that he wasn't the spoiler, but the fact of the matter is, I don't like this kind of thing. Now, yesterday I made a mistake. I'll be honest with you. I thought that Ms. Neal was, in fact, running as a Democrat in a primary, and it looked like an attractive candidate to me. But now that I know that she's running as an independent, I have to say, very disappointed, because I think it should be a heads-up election between the Republican, Faso, and a Democrat. Once a second Democrat comes in and draws off votes, it's almost a ticket to the re-election of the Republican. And I don't only mean in this case, I mean if it were a Republican as a third-party candidate or a Democrat as a third-party candidate, it ruins the chances of that party.
Does that have any ripple effect, Alan, as so many folks on the left, progressives and Democrats, are energized to run?
Well, there's no question that there are a lot of people that Republicans all over this country are in trouble, and which is why we see so many people leaving and after this term. And when we poll, it shows that there's tremendous energy among Democrats. So when you get tricks like this, which is a third-party candidate coming in, one can only scratch their heads. Now, it is against the law, by the way, to get somebody to run in order to win, and I doubt that that's what's happening here. But, you know, people's egos take control of them, and they run. Now, look, have third-party candidates ever won? Yes, but it's as rare as hen's teeth.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Speaking of rare as hen's teeth, a big thank you once again for this unique audience that has supported WAMC, which maybe we're biased, Alan, but it's just a jewel in the Northeast.
Well, you said a mouthful.